Water.
Here we go.
Got the what?
DC.
Gave him a Diet Coke, my
oh,
friend.
Oh, nice.
Come on.
I've never heard someone call it a DC.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Go to the fucking meeting. Lingo, man.
Sorry, yeah. I guess I'm like, acronym
Peach,
is not cool.
Peach, DC, okay?
What are you nuts?
You got to get your head out
oh,
of
oh, wait, could you just not put
get...
it on their litter box? Just
oh,
yeah,
yep.
They
sorry.
Might need a buddy.
They, right. They'll get into stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, the disrespect.
I can give you like a, if you want the table or something.
No, this is good.
I still can't believe Yoshi like had like a great heist.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, he fully like... He had a big day.
Yeah.
Like, that's the equivalent of, like, he, like, ran a marathon.
Essentially. In bunny terms.
Yeah.
He's not really a bunny. Or maybe he's redefining what a bunny really is. Because people think, oh,
is his GQ profile?
Dude, I would run a GQ profile for Yoshi. I can't think of a more deserving member. He's jumped up on your desk. He's breaking glasses. He's eating food. He's completely fine.
No, he's like...
This is... I think he could... We're not keeping the cat out of here because we're scared for the cat. I mean, because we're scared for Yoshi. We're scared for the cat. I think Yoshi could actually fuck the cat up.
You think he would eat the cat?
Huh?
Would Yoshi eat the cat?
I think he would like...
At this point,
I think he would KO
goes.
I think he would absolutely punch him in the face.
Yeah, it might be a little bit of a Jake Paul, Mike Tyson situation. Yeah. Where you're like, obviously the cat. And then you're like, no.
Yeah. You're like, I didn't think it would make me this sad. This is horrible. Yeah.
Are you a big animal guy?
Yes. Yeah.
What's your favorites?
Gotta go with cats. Easy.
Okay.
Cats,
yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Love to prove exactly.
It's nice
when you are exactly what people think you are.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I'm wearing this shirt. I like cats. You know.
I mean, cats are great.
Cats are great. Better than bunnies. No offense.
I mean, the slander right up top is real. Real big Bobby fan, but you're
like,
making it pretty hard. I don't know if you look to your goddamn right.
I like the bunnies.
This is balls. You know, they're adorable. Also, plot twist, they actually love you.
They do.
You don't have
yeah.
to work for it.
Do bunnies love you, though? They always
Fuck you. Yeah, they do.
They seem aloof.
If those bunnies weren't in that cage right now, they'd be right here
hanging
out.
The thing is, usually they're running around the room. They, like, run up to you when you come in.
Yeah.
They're sitting on your lap. But I feel like a teacher. I'm like, well, Yoshi, you ruined it for everyone. Because
now you
all have to stay inside.
Yeah.
Idiot. Should they come out while we're recording, though?
Maybe, but I don't want to... I don't want to have to, like, monitor them while we're...
Okay.
See, so they don't even have a chance to win me over.
Kenyon really sad.
Huh?
Yeah.
You said what?
They don't even have a chance to win me over now. They're in bunny jail.
Yeah, see, now I'm like...
They're in bunny jail. Yeah, classic.
Wait, are you a huge bunny guy?
I'm a huge really everything guy.
Yeah
Kenyon's big on, like, all animals. All things all animals.
Oh, yeah, I could really... But since living here, been converted. Huge bunny guy. I love, whenever Maddie's out of town, I take care of him.
I mean,
literally wake up. I immediately run over, give them pellets. Probably the any wellness routine. Literally the greatest way to start your day. They're so happy. They literally like dance around.
The more you're talking about it, the more you're like, maybe they're better than cats. I don't know.
Have you seen a cat like jump up with joy because you walked into a room?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Some cats have a
some good... cats are cool, but a lot of cats really have this like sort of BBD chick who thinks they're better than you energy, 100%, and I'm not here for it.
Plus, you know,
I'm like, buddy,
always...
I clean up your shit. You can act like you love me a little.
Yeah,
you know?
I clean up your shit. You just slit my wrists. What are you doing? Yeah. You fucking cats. Yeah. Very sick. Yeah. No, I feel like okay. Maybe if I lived with bunnies, I would kind of come over to your side because you know I used to not like cats that much. Living with a cat, I was like, these are the best.
Yeah,
we got
a cat in here too. Cats. He's a good look.
They're
a
good.
Cat.
Yeah.
When did you live with a cat?
When did I live with a cat?
Yeah.
Moved to Vancouver. Moved in with a girl who I ended up dating. She had a hairless cat. Awesome.
Damn.
Hairless cat rules.
Wait, moved in first,
you moved
then
in
started
and you
dating?
Weren't dating.
Moved in then started dating.
Whoa.
Wait, so she was a random roommate?
Yeah, pretty much. We had, like, mutual friends.
So you did the classic, like, don't fuck your roommate thing.
100%.
Like, well, if you're going to fuck your roommates, like, might as well fall in love.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
It makes
awesome.
It less awkward.
100%.
Let's be a relationship. Is that tough? Because you're already starting from, like, almost a very serious relationship standpoint.
Yeah, well, what was nice, you know, you move in, you got two separate rooms, start having sex, still going to have the separate rooms. So it's like... Serious, it's almost not even that serious at first because you're like, yeah, we're in different rooms.
Yeah, it's
know?
Just like easy to hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know?
Moving into one bedroom would be.
That'd be horrible. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
when it's really
but then it's
yeah.
like also
a marital
like,
bed.
But, yes. But if you're moving into a one bedroom with a mutual, one of you is trying to fuck the other one, you know?
Best case.
Yeah, best case.
I mean,
or
might,
kill.
Yeah, or you're so poor you might fuck each other for warmth.
100%.
Moving into a one bedroom with friends. But wait, did you ever be like, you should come over to my place tonight kind of thing?
Yeah.
Go to your bedroom? No.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I would. I don't even remember how it happened. I was drinking a lot back then. I think we were both just really fucked up one night, and then we were like, we should watch a movie, but we didn't have a living room. We had, like, no rooms. Like, it was, like, kitchen and then our bedroom.
That's kind of this setup, honestly.
Literally,
yeah.
I mean, it was tiny. It was, like, in Vancouver. It was like, an attic that they turned into an apartment. No living room, no dining room.
Just your living conditions brought you together.
Pretty much, yeah. We were like, this is going to be terrible
if
we don't have sex. Yeah.
A dick and a vagina close to each other.
100%.
It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, what's the point here?
Yeah,
you know?
It's just too convenient to not.
Let me give you. Yeah.
You guys started dating the same way. You just start eating at Sheetz a lot.
100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, we're fucked up. It's here.
It's
fast.
It's ready to go.
I have half an erection. I can probably get it in there. We'll see. Yeah. Just have terrible blackout sex with me. And I guess we're in love now. Yeah.
Wait, so how did. How long did this relationship last?
4 years.
Okay,
damn.
So also yeah.
Lived together
time.
The whole 4 years?
4 years.
This
together.
Is also
that's
very
so sick.
Kind
yeah.
of, kind of beautiful.
Kind
of
nuts, right?
Kind of sweet.
Yeah, well, I mean, she broke my heart, but yeah, other than that, yeah.
But I thought it was like, because you...
Well, I mean, she's a big whore, but yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But you described, like, the worst conditions for a relationship to start. Like, we were living together. Yeah. I'm drunk all the time. I didn't really like each other. I thought it was like, you started fucking, and then you saw that lease. You had 8 months left, and you're like... We have to at least
we
keep this
power
going.
Through. Yeah.
We got to keep an 8-monther alive.
No, dude, I wish I was forward thinking that much at that time. No.
Jesus.
Yeah, no.
You were just living in the moment. That's like a college. You have a bachelor's in Ashley or whatever.
Pretty nice.
That's
yeah.
pretty good.
Not
four
bad.
4 years is a good time. I've actually buddy. Never had a relationship that was
really?
Lasted 4 years.
No. Yeah, I think my longest was like 2.5.
Whoa.
That's pretty good.
When was that? How old were you?
This was when I was in college over COVID.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you can count it in like a dog years way where it was like we did spend like 24 hours a day together.
Yeah.
Like 7 days a week for like a year. So I don't know if that counts for a little extra.
Yeah. I would say COVID relationships that you get like 3 because I was in a COVID relationship too. You get that's like 2-3 years.
Yeah. I was like we went from 4 months into like living together. With my parents like you go pretty serious, pretty intense, pretty fast.
Because the amount of time is like that is the equivalent of like 3 like what?
Yeah.
You're dating. You're seeing each other. Let's say, like, if it's a hot, heavy thing, like, what, 3 to 5 times a week?
Ooh, yeah. Tops. You know? Yeah.
Tops.
Yeah.
And it's, like, COVID 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all the fucking time.
I think you can count it in dog years because that guy was ugly. Woof. Pretty funny.
That's a good one.
Not bad, right?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I had to wait a bit. Sorry.
Yeah,
I had to think about it and go write it down and come back with an hour. Guys, I wrote something.
You can edit that, right? You can edit that? Okay, cool.
No, I'm making a mental note right now. No,
he was great, but yeah, that's my longest. For 4 years, from what age to what age?
22 to 26.
Whoa.
Oh,
pretty good.
Years.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, or for her, I guess like 12 to 16. But no, same age, age appropriate, right?
Yeah. And how did you guys break up? You just didn't get renewed for another year? Or?
No, I wish. No, I moved to Toronto. I just moved to a different, I moved across the country.
Like, to break up with her? Or
no, I just did.
That's what happened to mine, too. I was like, I have to move here for comedy. And it's like,
did you have to move to Toronto for comedy?
I did. I moved to Toronto for comedy. And then we were like, we'll do one day, like long distance.
Okay.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks she was out.
I mean, I think long distance is super hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long distance is hard, too, when the distance before was 10 feet.
100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You guys, if you moved it down the street, you would have been like, I can't do this
This is horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. Four years. You're like basically attached. You're Siamese twins at that
100%. Point. Yeah. She also turned 24, which I don't know if you. Girls turn 24 and break up with their boyfriend every time.
I don't know.
24
never,
is
I've
like
actually,
a magic age.
I've never dated anyone that was younger than like 26.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. No, I don't.
You're 16 and getting picked up by your girlfriend.
Actually, my first girlfriend was 27, and I was 19.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Kind of.
And then
crazy.
even
Waller.
Literally since then, I've never dated anyone younger than 26.
How old are you right now?
27.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Holy shit. Yeah. Good. Okay. Great time to start.
Well, that's like some weird tipping point where you're like you're reaching the age that is the youngest person you've ever dated. You know what I mean? Where you're like.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
But the youngest person I've ever dated is how old I am right now, which goddamn right.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I'm like in the reverse, like kind of way where people are like, she's barely legal. I'm like, fucking, if she has an AARP card, I'm
right. When you like turn 26, were you like, oh man, that's why those people didn't like me anymore? Like, did it make you realize you were like, oh, I wouldn't fuck me when I was 22?
No,
22?
Because most people I dated were like, I think I've had like a little different slice of life, so I think I would connect to with them more than like an average
19
8-year-old.
Interesting.
And so, no, and usually they were a little different too.
I would think. Yeah. I think that's putting it probably pretty nicely. Yeah.
Do you ever get like when I was 18, I would have like there were guys I had crushes on that were like in their late 20s, and now that I'm 26, I'm like, if even a 20-year-old hit on me, I'd be like, ew, what?
Oh yeah.
Are you 12? Like I
that's
I don't
how
know.
I feel. That's how I feel when I see a 21-year-old. Like, I feel like an old dad where I'm like, put a jacket on. Yeah. Take this little kid home.
You know? I'm like, you
felt like that since 19 though, which is crazy.
But when you're that age, like, I felt so old. I was like, fuck you guys. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm 18. I'm an adult. I'm right there with you. And then the older I get, the more I'm like, oh, my God, me at 18 was a child.
Yes. I just felt more like, oh, my God, that was like, it was just a very rambunctious, impulsive, emotional child. But I don't know. I just feel like I had some experiences where I just didn't connect with, like, an average 19-year-old. They almost, like, just seemed very childlike to me, especially if they were still in college.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I got to do my homework. I'm like, what, 7? Fucking loser. Yeah. I got to go to my cubby, do my homework. You're like, shut the fuck up. You know? So, like,
you fucking geeks.
I don't know. I felt like I liked older people. I just connected with them more.
I feel like as soon as I turned like 26, like 20-year-old girls just started looking like they were 16. You know what I mean? I was like, this is crazy, you know?
Yeah,
yeah. There's something that like happens in your brain or something. Your brain chemistry, I think. Where
isn't
you're like,
that
oh,
when your prefrontal cortex finishes fully developing when you're like 25?
25.
Or so?
And that's when you start realizing like, oh, I shouldn't do that at all.
Yeah,
that's a horrible decision.
Whoopsies. Yeah.
No, I don't really. It just seems. Also, there's just something about like people that don't have like wisdom and stuff.
Yeah,
it's just tough to talk to.
I mean, it's like, what are you gonna like hang out with a 19-year-old's friends?
Oh, I think I'd literally,
I'd jump off a building.
That'd bring me right
100%.
To the brink. Yeah, what are you even going to do?
Just yeah.
It's also, you remind me of some of the worst parts of my life, guys.
Yeah.
It's like, what, gotta go, like, hang out at a hookah bar? You're like, fuck you.
Horrible. I mean, I love hanging out at hookah bars, but other than that, sounds
not
terrible.
Not with 19-year-olds. It's terrible.
Yeah, no, bad.
But I feel like there's a weird thing, too, with comedy. Like, how old were you when you started stand-up?
19.
Okay, yeah, so we were all like,
yeah.
I was like 16. You were like 17, 18?
18, yeah.
It's like there's something about doing that like flattens your age where you're like, well, I hang out with like some of my best friends are 40-year-olds that are going through real life shit. And like we're all and we're all doing the same thing. So how could I not think that I'm like a real grown up? I'm hanging out with these guys and we're at the same point of our lives, apparently,
100%,
which is an open mic.
Yes.
But if you were like just in college or just hanging out with people your own age, you probably would feel younger or more distant from those age groups.
You would be like, it's weirder to hang out with a 43-year-old, whereas when you're like, almost all my friends, besides our immediate friend group,
we're
like in their late 30s and early 40s. Like Aaron Cobb, shout out, absolute hang. But we used to go out all the time. Aaron Cobb was like 38. I was 20.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I was and he was like my gut. Like, if Maddie is out of town and Sam couldn't hang, easily, he was like third option.
That's
he was
so
like
funny.
My go-to buddy. I will hang out with him when I'm there for Thanksgiving. 100%. And I used to be like, I remember when I turned 21, it was like a big deal because all my Rob Davis, Aaron Cobb, all these people, they're like, oh my God, I can't wait to have a legal drink with you. these are all people that were like closer to my dad's age.
Oh, yeah.
That's so wild.
By the time I was 20, I knew like so much about alimony. You know? it was not necessary. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's fucking crazy. Yeah, you're just like, I think about that all the time where I was like, I was 19 years old driving for 6 hours in a car with like a divorced 55-year-old who smoked with the windows up. You know what I mean? Like, this is not normal.
But see, to me, I'm like, sounds great.
It was
great. I'll take that.
That's so weird. Like, it's so weird. And then I'm like, it was a really good choice.
Yeah,
it's
awesome. Really good. Yeah. I'm like, to me, that's a 55-year-old man that like divorced man that smokes. That's who I want to hang out. I also 100%. Think I'm almost like,
it's who I'm going to be.
It's like, it's like how people are like, I feel like I'm like trans with my age.
Yeah.
Right. I think when I got with 55, I'm like, that's who I actually am.
Yeah, are a divorcee.
I'm a chain-smoking divorcee, like, pushing 60.
You're a widower, I think. Yeah.
A widower who's, like, turned a leaf, and I'm like, he would have wanted me to have a good life.
Yeah.
He would have wanted me to be happy. I'm sorry, Sarah.
The age difference, it was never going to work. I was 55, she was 80. I should have known.
Yeah.
She was not long for this.
Yeah, dude. I really, oh.
Yeah,
I think that's a good part of life.
100%.
Is right when you have some regrets, you can appreciate things.
Oh, yeah.
That's, give me a someone who's divorced and really trying to finally see things for what they are.
100% divorced. bitter at the ex-wife, but not bitter at life yet.
That's,
you know what
goddamn
I mean?
Right. Yeah, hate your ex-wife, not your life.
Exactly.
Put
great
that
merch.
On a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I get that tattooed on my forehead if I had the money.
If she didn't take it all.
If that bitch didn't take everything.
Hate your
ex-wife.
That's
the thing. I've never been a divorce, but I feel like my ex-wife is just my life.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I feel like that's the stupid bitch I hate is just the cruel guardian of the cosmos.
Yeah, the stupid bitch I hate is every decision I've ever made. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
it's the cruel, all-knowing being in the sky.
So
I'm going through a divorce with God, almost. Yeah,
I wish every man would have this breakthrough. I don't hate a woman. I hate God.
Yeah.
It's almost like the woman I'm mad at was inside me the whole time.
God is a woman?
What's going from in here?
God is a woman, and she's a bitch, and she's my ex-wife,
she's
and
my
I hate her.
She's my ex-wife, and she's bleeding me dry.
Yeah. Every single goddamn day, grinding me down to nothing. That's a pretty powerful breakthrough.
Pretty powerful stuff, man. Yeah, very powerful.
Oh, my
God.
How
do you feel about you came to America at an interesting time.
Oh, yeah. I hate it here. Yeah.
Were you watching the election? Were you surprised?
I was watching it in Canada, and I was, like, not surprised at all. I feel like I was talking to a bunch of people in New York before the election, and I was like, I feel like Trump's going to win just because I know, like, my dad's Canadian, but I know my dad and that there's so many guys like him. You know what I mean? So I was like, I think he's going to win. And then everyone was like, no, Kamala's got it. And I was like, I think you're in Brooklyn too much. And then he won. And I was like, well, this is horrible. You know, it's nice, though. Now, if I do move back to Canada, I can make it seem like I'm like on the just right side of history. You know,
yeah.
I can't be like, it's like,
yeah,
it's nothing
to do with comedy. You're like, I'm not going to be part of a fascist country.
Yeah, I didn't fail in New
York.
I
might steal your identity.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, I'd be like, I'm Bobby Warner. Yeah.
We look exactly the same.
Same
height. Yeah.
Same do everything. Yeah. I'll take the Toronto scene by storm.
Have fun, man.
Every day.
Have fun.
I'm like, wow. You really got to be hungry to give up free healthcare.
Oh, yeah.
You got to really be like, I'm going to make it.
Yeah, it turns out wrong call. Yeah. Shouldn't have done that. Yeah. Really had it pretty good.
I'm like, already made it. You pay the rent with the comedy.
100%. Yeah, I know.
You know how hard comedy is? To pay your healthcare with comedy, you're like,
it's crazy.
Go list and above.
Yeah, that's nuts. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I will be moving back shortly.
No, we believe in
and
you,
it's
Bob.
Because of
Trump. You're on the big pod. You're on the bar by you. Best show in the universe.
Pretty huge. Yeah.
What else do you want?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Bunnies. I'm going to keep these.
I mean, my God. I might free Yoshi real quick.
Would
I might
be good.
Break down the gates.
Have you ever put the two bunnies in one trench coat for Halloween or something?
I did get a
big long bunny.
That would be fucking awesome. Yeah. I've not done that. I did get a bumblebee costume.
Oh my God.
Wait, you got to show me the photos of Yoshi and a bumblebee.
I didn't
costume.
Take any photos.
What?
But I have the costume in a drawer.
Maddie, that's what cameras
are
for.
Yeah, are you
cameras
crazy?
Well, I tried it on and he fucking hated it. And I was like, okay, I'll take it off. But it was pretty cute for like 2 seconds. I might slowly try to acclimate him to it because, I mean, it's pretty goddamn cute.
You got it. Like, animals hate costumes at first. But then they love them, you know? You're
going to
have a hard time getting
Yoshi
that fucking
in a bumblebee
thing
costume them. Jumping around the shelf.
Very cute.
You're very cute. What
very
if he
cute.
Was like, you've stopped a mission? You know what I mean?
Like he was trying to...
He was trying to like save the world. Like, what if the reason the rabbits are so different and they've had so many health problems is they're actually not from Earth?
Oh my God.
Like alien rabbits and he's trying to send a message to the mothership.
Yeah.
To come down and save humanity by giving us knowledge.
And you fucked it up.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We kind of have
he's
you to blame.
He's trying to get to the window and he's like, I got a wave. And then like.
So guys,
it's
over
like
the
a secret compartment. That's why there's so many doors in the apartment.
Over the next.
He opens another one. It's a tiny spaceship. Go out of here.
Over the next 4 years, just remember, blame Maddie. You know?
Yeah, the bunnies were trying to.
It could have all been different. He's not in office yet. It could have all been different.
Yeah.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah, God, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you're really fucked up.
I should have let him run around in that broken glass.
Yeah.
And do whatever his big brain was doing.
We're dodging around. It's just a cute yeah. We're being a good bunny, Mom. We're doing it. We're yakking and yipping.
Yipping and yapping.
Yipping and yakking. You know?
Feels good, though. They're so cute. Do they always sleep together like that?
Are they sleeping together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. They Holy love fuck. A cuddle. I mean, it's unbelievable, right?
Oh, my God. I'm in on the bunnies.
It's pretty
I'm not going to say they're better than cats, but I'll say they're tied.
They're up there in the
rabbits
ranks.
Rabbits teach us how to be human, man.
Very nice.
What do your socks say?
Oh,
did it say Beetlejuice
Arabic
in
shit?
Arabic?
Yeah. Yeah, it says I'm gay. In Arabic, which is pretty progressive, to be honest. Yeah.
Are you Muslim?
No, God, not yet. They keep begging me to
but
join.
But it's coming from the ankles up.
I know, yeah.
See
yeah.
you next time you're
in. I'm going to get full stockings pretty soon. Yeah. No, they keep my, I have a bunch of, they are there. They keep trying to convert me. They keep trying. I'm probably going to at some, my life is going to get worse, you know, so I feel like I will be so low eventually that I need God.
I've been doing that
because
I'm dating someone of the faith. And so,
yeah.
And so it's very easy. Like I went to a hookah bar on Friday.
Oh yeah.
Palestinian food. And I'm like, I also feel like I'm like, well, any of those choices, everyone would be like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I could just be like a Muslim and everyone's like, oh, I thought you were a Muslim already.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you can blend in.
I could just join.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, throw some Arabic on, it's all good.
Easy, dude. Yeah,
100%.
I mean, it's an awesome, like, you know, like, it's pretty sick. Like, have you ever been to the mosque? Have you been to the mosque?
I haven't been to a mosque. We haven't done that yet.
Fantastic.
It's pretty good.
You go in, you just wash your feet. You're, like, surrounded by a bunch of Arab dudes washing their feet. And you're washing them, you know? You're getting in between the toes. Okay. You're getting under the nails.
Sure.
Feels great. All these guys are kind of sweating and cursing around you. They're giving you weird vibes because they're like, is this guy, I mean, Malik is like, they think you're a CIA plant. Just so you know, they do think you're undercover and you're trying to find out terrorist thing. That's not that they're terrorists, but, you know, the CIA thinks they are. So anyways, and then you just go and you go barefoot on a carpet and, like, kind of just sit down for a lot of it. A lot of the praying is
you're
taking a rest.
Going to a mosque and not being Muslim, you wash your feet and then you, like, sit down.
You sit on a rug, yeah.
You have, like, the lowest you have the lowest standards of all time. Have you ever just taken a shower and sat in a chair? Your fucking head would explode. He's like, well, I can wash all of my body and
sit
down.
Oh, my God, yeah. My shower, though,
absolutely.
Is not...
You go to a sauna and sit on a couch, you'll probably have a heart attack.
Yeah, truly. Yeah. But my shower doesn't usually have like 20 Arab guys in it. Sometimes it does.
Is
but
that
not,
what's been missing
not,
the
not
entire
always.
Time?
I think so. Yeah. A couple perfumes. Yeah, the mosque rules. And then like, yeah, they got restaurants where you can smoke and eat at the same time, which
that's
is like
pretty
an
nice.
Era bygone, you know? Smoking hookah and eating like hummus and shit. It's
that's
awesome.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Nope. Yep.
These are
thoughts
we could
to
convert together.
Yeah, but it's like I'm already part of a fun thing.
What are you part of?
I'm Salvadorian.
Oh, yeah.
So I already have, like, a fun thing going
But you could be the second Salvadorian Muslim that I know.
There's
yeah, you could keep, you could, the culture and the religion could be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, then you're kind of giving up part of your thing.
But you can't eat pork
But
anymore.
Is there a religion associated with it?
Well, most of it's like Christianity
oh,
and stuff
you.
Like that. So I could, yeah, I could, like, actually do it. But I like the vibes.
Couldn't
eat pupusas
with pork anymore.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's a bummer.
And those are the best ones. This guy knows. This
cheese is good, though, too. You know?
Yeah, just cheese is not great.
It's not. Yeah,
yeah
no.
But...
I was trying to make it feel
better.
Yeah,
we gotta keep the pork. Yeah, there's a lot of... Yeah, it's kind of... In fact, it's very similar, but also different in some ways.
Yeah. What do you think of similarities?
Like family-oriented, like a good hang, all that, kind of religious, go through a lot of horrible tragedies.
You're
and then the difference is just sort of like... having 18 beers on a holiday.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Just drinking all the time and just kind of just vibing out. Which
totally.
I do think that's a little bit of a difference.
Yeah.
You're
a lot of
so
Muslims
uptight.
Drink, though. A lot of Muslims drink.
In America, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Not so much over there.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. The music video, asses out all the time.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah.
I think it's the difference between a beach versus a desert.
Yeah.
It's a real.
Is.
Yeah. Imagine if you were Muslim, but it was like Margaritaville.
That is how my uncle would describe Salvadorians.
Different vibe.
Beach Muslim.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I feel like Trump guys would be so, like, confused on how to be racist towards you, you know, if you were a Salvadorian Muslim. That they'd be is like, luck. Go back to whatever one of the sands. Yeah, I don't know which one.
Yeah, totally.
Beach, desert, get the fuck out. Not, so you different. Know.
Yeah, it kind of it'd be like a cultural tesseract.
It would.
It'd be kind of baller.
Yeah.
And I know what tesseract means.
Wait, you said you knew another Salvadorian Muslim?
Yeah, one of my best friends, Marito, is a Salvadorian Muslim guy.
Is his family originally from Palestine?
No, his family's from El Salvador. His parents are like from El Salvador.
And they converted
He's
to Islam?
From El Salvador. He moved when he was like 6.
He converted to Islam?
He converted to Islam.
Him alone or his whole family?
Just him.
Okay, so that is
definitely
different.
Not
that
his
is
family.
Different,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, are you gonna try and convert your parents if you convert?
I'm not gonna. I'm not seriously gonna convert.
Yes.
How many? Are there Muslim people in El Salvador?
There's a small Palestinian population. The president is actually Palestinian.
Really?
Descent. He's like half Palestinian.
Kind of awesome.
Wow. Yeah, but he also supports Israel. So not
really.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Turned on his own.
How does that work? That's like,
he's
what
like they deserve more than a mosque. I'm like, they deserve more than being blown to shreds.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know. Yeah, well, it's also you can't really speak out against U.S. actions if you're like a smaller country.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah,
sanctions and stuff.
Yeah,
the Muslim population in El Salvador is estimated to be between 1,000 and 18,000 people.
So not a lot of people.
Oh, that's
like quite literally.
None.
If you know one, you know like a substantial, a substantial amount of the community.
I know
there.
A good percentage.
It literally is like a big family.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
Islam in El Salvador has a Wikipedia article.
Okay, let's
and
see.
the first sentence of it is: El Salvador is a predominantly Christian country.
Yeah.
Wow. Thing. All right. So he just got he read a pamphlet and he got really into it.
It was because of Malik.
Well, so Malik is.
Oh, so Malik's putting up numbers.
Malik's really
Malik
putting up numbers.
It's so cool. People are like, maybe I should convert to Islam to get in.
Our friend Marito, I think, was like. Yeah, bro, just after like hanging out with like Malik and Dave so much, and I was like, Dave's Christian. He's just Lebanese.
Wait, so he literally was like,
you know, you can't convert to being Arab, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about a religion.
It's a different thing, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, really funny.
I can't imagine being like, well, I like this person, so I'll just change that. Yeah. Just be part of this whole belief.
Well, he was like roommates with Malik, and he's always been like a very like spiritual person, and he, you know, like always believed in God and everything, but I think like never felt like right with Christianity or something, and then like just like was watching Malik, went to the mosque a few times, and he's like, I'm all in, I'm cashing in.
Was Malik trying to, was Malik like amazing, or was he like, wait, what?
No, Malik was like amazing.
That's awesome.
It's like basically like living with Malik is so bad that people do the same things they do in prison. That's how shitty of a roommate he is. People have to convert to Islam to live with him. It's pretty nuts. Yeah. Freedom's just doing push-ups and praying 5 times a day. But yeah, no, he just converted. And then I get the appeal too. Like I hang out with Malik and Marito and like all my other Muslim friends. I'm like, this does seem kind
of
fun.
There's a lot of good hangs. You know? Yeah. Good hangs, good vibes there.
And I'm
it's not as fun. Like I feel like Latinos are parties at least funner.
Latinos are great, but I don't drink.
Yeah.
But you're comparing
it's
a religion to a culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's like usually a culture associated with a religion though.
Yeah, but I'm saying wouldn't the one to one be you're comparing Islam to Christianity?
I guess
like,
we're
you're
talking
not
about
comparing
more
like Arab culture to Latino culture. Unless is that
what
you're
that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not talking about Christianity versus Islam. Well, it's also I don't really believe in God in general, so I'm not converting to converting to having a brain injury. You know? Everyone should be fair to be whatever flavor of retard they are.
I've been saying
that's how
that for
I feel
years.
About religion, but I do think all of it is wrong.
Yeah.
I think if there was a God, I'd kill him with my bare hands.
Whoa.
For what he's done to this world.
So strong.
Yeah, that's an absolute. I don't know, I think anybody that looks at the world, it's like well, you're not whoever it is, like whoever it is, so there's so much suffering in the world. It's like, well then you got to tell me some answers.
Yeah.
Your guy owes everything, you know, explanation.
And this is what you said on your first date with your girlfriend?
It's yeah. Just so you know.
I said, God's stupid.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Not only am I going to draw the Prophet Muhammad, I'm going to draw me kicking the shit out of him.
It has a big pow in the corner. It's a comic book.
And I also drew Garfield just because I know how. And he's cute.
I drew the Prophet Muhammad being like Mondays, am I right?
Eating this huge lasagna. No pork. Yeah. No, I think if I had to, if you had to convert to a religion, what are you going with?
I don't know, because I was raised Jewish, but like pretty secular Jewish. Yeah. I mean, so, like Buddhism or something, does that count?
Buddhism's good.
I mean, it's almost more of just like a
But do Buddhists believe in God?
Not necessarily, no.
My one very Muslim friend hates Buddhists. And he's like from the Middle East. He's like, they're so fucking wishy-washy. Pick something. Fucking believe in something.
What they do, they believe. They just meditate and you're like, I believe if I don't need the less stuff I want, the happier I'll be. You can see that.
No,
in
he's
real
like
time.
Specifically mad they don't have a god. He's like, you fucking losers. You're a religion without a god. What the fuck's wrong with you?
That's so funny.
Really funny.
If I had to pick one, it probably would be that.
Yeah.
Or I guess like Judaism. Like secular Jewish culture, like in America, like I do vibe with that really well. And, like, Jewish people,
I mean,
like,
the comedy seller.
Yeah.
That is your mosque. That's where you go 6 times a day. You go, you say that's connecting with your higher power.
That's,
that's your God.
Soup's too hot, light's too bright, I'm hilarious. Secular Jewish culture.
His stand up comedy. Secular Jewish, telling it like it is, being really neurotic.
I don't know. There's nothing about the Jewish religion that I like, but I mean, it's still at the end of the day, I'm not like a religion God person, so I probably Buddhism. I don't know. What about you? Would Islam be the first pick?
Oh yeah, I'd have to go Islam. You know,
are you
I
Christian
mean?
Right now?
No,
are you raised Christian?
I was raised Catholic till I was like 13, and then my mom was like, "We're not going to church anymore."
I feel like the joke is that like everyone's always like, "Oh, lapsed Catholic." Like, do you know friends that you grew up with that are still like practicing Catholics?
No, I wasn't friends with any. Like, none of my friends in my town were Catholic. And then all the people that went to the church, like the kids my age, I was like, "You guys are fucking weird." You know what I mean? Because they like. Wanted to do church, like they like liked church, and I was like, this is like the worst part of my week probably. You know, this like stinks.
I couldn't imagine anyone that like growing up I always thought church sucked.
I just read comic books and shit.
I went to church with friends a few times, and I think like low-key they were trying to like convert me a little bit.
100%.
Yeah, especially like you're in the South and especially you're Jewish, and they're like, let me save you.
I never hung out with anyone who invited me,
given their
church.
Belief system is sweet. You said what?
I never hung out with anyone who invited me to a church. That would end a friendship.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I was young. I was in like second grade or something.
That's enough.
I wasn't going to high school.
I knew.
I was woke from the goddamn beginning. My dad was like a kind of a crazy anarchist guy. And so he would, he told me that like religion was like a tool made up, which, you know, kind of not true, to like keep people oppressed. And I would just sort of repeat that, not understanding what that meant.
Was your dad Henry Rollins?
Dad was Henry Rollins. And so I got in trouble in like kindergarten and first grade.
Really? For saying like that?
I'm like, God isn't real. It's a made up lie.
Oh my God.
I would say it like a parrot.
I had no idea.
It's like if you told a parrot, you're just like, ah!
Yeah.
All system is meant to keep you. Carry on the stick. That's heaven. We gotta make heaven on earth now, so we're gonna fight, unionize.
Atheist Jim Brewer's act.
Your dad sounds kind of awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he's more of like, it's the classic mistake of having a crazy uncle as a dad.
Yeah.
He's an all right guy from a distance, not really as a, you know. It's as a caregiver.
Dad, not a father.
Does that mean?
I don't know.
You said that like that's like I was
really
like
cool,
I don't know if that
right?
makes that much sense. I was like I don't know that both of those things.
Dude,
you're like you're a mom.
Like it
mom,
makes
not
sense. Pretend like it makes sense, dude.
He's talking.
Dude, that was
that,
deep.
With that jawline, you do have a fake confidence to you. Like you can say a lot of truthisms.
If
like,
I ever come off as confident, it's fake. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I have the lowest self esteem of anyone. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we didn't mean to jump that. Like, you feel like I feel like you act like you have a lot of fake confidence. You're like, I want to kill myself.
Any day.
Well, this is a natural conclusion of same brother.
There we go.
Let's go.
Come on.
So we're like, we don't need God. We just have a crippling hole in us and a lack of community and belief in ourselves. But what would faith do for that?
Yeah. What would God ever do for us?
You guys are both so awesome and cool.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you. It means a lot.
Yeah, believe in yourself.
Because you're cool.
Thanks.
And awesome. And tall. And handsome.
I don't give a shit about being tall.
Really?
I'm kind of an anti-tall.
What a tall guy thing to say.
Yeah, fuck off. What are you talking
when
about?
When I was a kid, I used to slouch to
seem
smaller.
Oh, money doesn't mean anything. Yeah. You know, I'm rich as hell.
I think caring about height is actually anti-indigenous racism.
It is.
It
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
oh, the hottest people are all from Europe? Oh, I wouldn't even date anybody that isn't part of my European standard. Fuck you. Date a fucking 5'2", 100% Mayan man. You racist cocksucker. I hate this fucking cut. Yeah, fuck. Oh, I want a guy that's tall. Why? So I can't see the murders that are lied at his feet?
Are all the tallest people European?
No, it's Africans are very tall, too.
I was going to say the NBA
Africans
is
too.
Not
yeah.
full of Europeans.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's usually Europe, Africa.
There we go.
But, yeah, I think usually indigenous people in America are a lot
pretty
shorter.
Pretty short, yeah.
So,
I think Asian cultures tend to have like a lower average height, too.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm just saying. Seems like...
Check yourself.
Seems like, you know, what's next?
Yeah.
What's next?
And this is coming from a tall guy.
I'm just saying. I think it's a load of horse shit.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of tall guys in my family, too. I think it's a
so
weird
thing.
That's
so funny.
That's
not a take I've ever heard, but it's like...
It seems kind
of obvious.
It's
kind of true, honestly.
It seems obvious to me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's because they're like, oh my God, a 5'5 guy should kill himself. That's so gross. And I'm like, well, there is entire countries of people where they're 5'5. So that just seems really... it just seems like an... it seems like an allowed form of... It's like... What's the next horrible statement you're about to make? Oh, I don't want anyone who's 5'5 and doesn't look like me and is gross and smells this way. Like, it just seems like we're opening the door.
That's
for
so funny.
Yeah. Oh, they should all stick with their own short kind.
Yep.
Yep.
We should put them all on an island where they're surrounded by short people that look like them.
Yeah, fuck you. Stop being a basic bitch.
Yeah.
Date someone shorter than you.
That's hilarious.
I'm sorry. Yeah, if you're like a white blonde chick who's rich, you should be forced by law to marry a short like Navajo man.
Damn.
And you
so
get,
wait,
you should get on your knee. You should lie down. You should lie down vertically and suck his cock every night.
How tall is your girlfriend?
No, she's like, I don't know, like 5'8 or something. She's
interesting.
How tall are you?
I'm like 6'4.
Damn, are you really?
Yeah.
You're 6'4?
When I believe in myself. You know, I probably have taken
I guess that's not surprising. You're very tall. I was just that number is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't care about it. I'd cut it down if I could. I'd join my brother in at 5'3.
No way.
Yeah, I would.
No
I'd rather. I'd rather be down in the trenches, bro.
No way.
Than with these fuckers up top. It's kind of like
I feel like that's
it's like in The Wire with that guy who like he sells all this crack and he finally is among like rich people, but he misses like the game.
Yeah.
He misses like who he came up with because he's like, I don't connect with any of these morons. That's why I feel sitting at a table with a bunch of fucking tall dudes.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's been pissing me off for a minute. I gotta be honest.
You seem like you've really thought about it.
I really every time someone's like, ew, tall guys, I'm like, okay, that's like
you
a sizable portion.
You short guys,
huh?
You short guys? You said you tall guys?
Or yeah, you short guys. That's what I mean. But that's see, that's how
it's
much
crazy.
I hate tall guys.
Yeah,
Freudian slip.
Yeah. I can't believe you want to just give up your tall privilege. Just
I would
like
give
that.
It up if I could.
And the crazy thing, you're not even tall enough where it's like a hindrance. Like I'm sure airplanes aren't that bad for you.
Nothing really matters.
Yeah.
Also, I'm tired of ugly dudes because they're tall getting laid more.
Happens all the time.
Yeah,
happens,
that is a real phenomenon.
Happens all the time. They're like, oh my God, he's so cute. And I'm like, this guy's a fucking Nostradamus on stilts right now.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, this guy's an absolute just nothing.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And then there are really attractive short guys that get looked over. And
you know what?
Like,
I'll shout him out myself. Alex Olinger, you're a goddamn hunk and we love you.
Aww.
You get looked over? He's one of the hottest friends we had.
And you know
there
what? And that is exactly what I was thinking of, Alex.
And don't
Alex,
you dare edit that out. I want him to hear that.
I'll
compliment.
Leave it. Alex, no homo. You're hot as hell.
Alex, your girlfriend's a lucky lady.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to the girlfriend.
Only thing hotter than that, that chest is that spirit. Let me tell
Aww.
You.
And listen to the Alex Olinger podcast too while you're at it if you're on YouTube.
Alex, I don't know you.
Yeah, see,
suck
I don't want to live in a world where everybody doesn't want to suck off Alex Olinger. I want to live in a world where he is taking Brad Pitt's place.
He's king of the castle.
He's king of the castle.
Come How on. Funny would it be to turn this into the clip, don't say anything to him, and just tag him in it on Instagram?
He's like, what is happening? He's like, truly, what the fuck is going on?
Your DM's going to be flooded, honey. Yeah. Get him to collab on it, too. Full
That's,
collab.
Imagine just getting that request. Yeah. Your friends made a clip that was like, I wish everyone wanted to suck him off. He really deserves it.
Yeah. He's so hot. He's short, but he's so hot. Yeah. Oh, man. I'll suck him off.
Yeah. We're going to fly in Bobby to suck you off.
Yeah, where does he live?
He lives in Austin.
I'll fly in myself.
Only con. Only mistake the man's made.
What can you do?
He's got a great girlfriend. She's
great. His life's good. I dislike the Austin comedy scene. I'm taking it out on Alex.
No, the Austin comedy scene I got beef with, but.
Yeah.
Seems bad.
Seems annoying and stupid, yeah.
You're going to move there. Yeah.
You're going to do it?
No. I hope not.
That'd be tough.
It'd be so funny to move to America to move to Austin.
Yeah, dude, to move to Alberta. That is just moving to where I'm from. Yeah, 100%.
Is that what Alberta's like?
They call it the Texas of Canada.
Really?
Yeah. It's awesome. But then I'm like, I love Alberta. Maybe I'll like Texas.
Yeah, maybe, man.
Gonna hang out with cool-ass Tony all day? Come on.
Who's cool-ass Tony?
Tony
Hinchcliffe.
He's the worst.
Oh,
what do you mean?
That's so funny. Ken, you hate him so much. You're like, I can't even... Cool-ass Tony. Well, it couldn't be him. So what Tony could you be talking about?
Like, awesome Adolf. I was like, it couldn't even click. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? My brain was firing on all cylinders. What's happening?
Could be great. Not gonna do it.
Could be great. Could be as great as that red shirt, pal.
Woo! Matches the mic. I just noticed.
Yeah.
Because they're both red, and yours matches your hat.
Whoa!
Kind of cool.
Pretty dope, dude.
There's
a gas leak in here.
We covered a lot of ground here. But one thing we didn't cover: where the fuck can people find you?
Oh yeah.
At BobbyWarrenER. On Instagram.
Okay,
yeah.
Sweet.
Well, Bobby's so fucking funny.
Hilarious,
check out his stand-up.
Check out his Don't Tell. Just moved here to the NYC from Canada.
Yeah.
Literally, I was a fan of Bobby before we met, and then I think I low-key kind of fangirled a little when we met. I was like, I really like
I
your clips.
I fangirled over you, though.
We had a cute...
Yeah.
It was a fun
mutual
little moment.
Fangirl moment.
Yeah. Bobby's the fucking best. Fucking follow him. Watch his stuff.
Yeah!
I have tour dates coming up. Wait, sorry.
Yes.
Do you want to do yours first? I got to find them.
Yes, I will be at the Laughing Skull the day after Thanksgiving, and then later this year I will be headlining the Idiot Box on December 20th in Goodnight's Comedy Club in Raleigh, December 22nd. Please come out to those. And fucking the Patreon. That's what life's all about. It's community building. It's mutual aid. It's part of less of a Patreon, more of a movement.
Yeah.
It's where when the time comes, when I need to get the comrades together,
arms.
I want to have them all there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
one of the world's strongest armies, your Patreon.
You're goddamn right.
Do you guys have listeners in Canada?
Well, we haven't checked those stats.
I hope so, because I'm coming to Toronto.
Hey, there we go.
I don't know if we do. Comment on the YouTube if you're listening from Canada. We'd love to know. I don't know how to look at YouTube analytics, so just leave a comment.
Come to Saskatoon if you're in Saskatoon. December 5th, I'm there.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm coming to New Orleans, Royal Oak, Michigan, Dayton, Kentucky, Toronto, Ontario, Portland, Oregon, Corvallis, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, and Houston, Texas. So, Maddie Wiener on Punch Up Live, or links in my Instagram bio. Come check it out. But yeah, patreon.com/phone is in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking see you next week.